from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Joe Patrick, our resident 1990 game Braves reporter, and also a big contributor on for Dirty South Soccer, one of the best Atlanta United websites out there. I encourage you guys to read the stuff on there. Obviously talking Atlanta United right now, but I wanted to get a couple of Braves questions in because it was revealed today that Mike Foltynewicz is going to pitch tomorrow, right? So he's being called up, Gossman being sent down, and so Folty is up to bat. What do we expect to see from Folty tomorrow night?
So it was really interesting. First of all, I was kind of want to go back and talk about the backstory about this because I was kind of hearing whispers that Foltynewicz was going to have his AAA start backed up to today. Tomorrow. When he is going to start with the Braves. I heard that was going to be a AAA start. Gossman was going to start Wednesday, and then if he had a bad start, that's when they would make the move. I don't know what happened in the meantime. Maybe I just heard some misinformation. But yeah, it is interesting to see him. And Brian Snicker said, before the game today that, all the reports out of Gwinnett have been really good on Foltynewicz. And, I think that just the thing to look out for with him is how he reacts to the way things happen in games. It's kind of the mantra that we've kept repeating when it comes to Mike Foltynewicz this season and previously in his career. But it'll just be interesting to see how he struggles or how he deals with struggles if and when they come, because, it's not going to be perfect when he's going to have some home runs hit off of him, when he comes back up, and it's just how he's able to bounce back and how he looks mentally on the mound.
I think you nail it right in the head. That is exactly what I'm looking for. I mean, whether it happens in the first inning, he's already in trouble, or if it's, five innings into a great performance and then he gets hit around a little bit, what's his mental, fortitude going to be able to be like, all right, it's okay. I just gave up a big 2-run home run. We're trailing now. Not a big deal. My hope, and I guess your hope is too, that he can just kind of bounce back, be fine, and be really that pitcher. Because right now, if you're looking at the potential starting lineup in the playoffs, and I talk about this all the time, even though we're not even there yet, right?
Yeah.
You start thinking Keuchel, then Soroka, then Fried. But Folty would probably be the last guy right now to be the fourth guy in that rotation, because then they'd just kind of start over again to get Keuchel back in there. Can he improve on that? Could he go as high as 3 behind Soroka and take Fried's spot?
I think he's got a chance. I think that there is an open competition right now for the 3 spot, and I would even include Julio Teheran in there. I know that's going to be an unpopular opinion because a lot of people kind of feel like he's not a special talent, and that's probably, that's kind of true.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't have the high potential that a guy like Max Fried or Mike Foltynewicz has. With those 3 pitchers, you've got 3 guys really fighting for a great opportunity to pitch, big games in the playoffs as the third starter. I think that that's something that all these guys are aware of, and they're going to be wanting to, try to fight to get that position. I think that hopefully it provides a healthy competition for these guys, and it kind of gets the best out of all of them.
Last question here. I think I asked you this when we did the interview at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the Braves interview on Saturday. I want to ask it again for the listeners for late night right now. The leash for Mike Foltynewicz. Do you think, obviously we have no idea, but if he goes 3 straight games and struggles, do we start, the sweat starts dripping and it's like, all right, we got to get him out of there. How long do you think Snicker will let him go? How many games before if he does struggle, right? Knock on wood that he doesn't. But if he does struggle, would he go, all right, just doesn't have it this year, let's pull him out?
Yeah, I mean, I think Brian Snicker has always been pretty straightforward about the fact that he needs any starting pitcher to perform. You know, he can't just carry guys who aren't performing. So, you know, I think that, yeah, Mike Foltynewicz, despite, you know, the mental struggles that he's had, and he's talked about his kind of battle with anxiety and all that stuff, you know, as kind of, as not crass, but just kind of, you know, it's tough to hear this, you know, but like a manager needs a pitchers to perform, period. Right. So if he's not getting it done, maybe he goes back to Bryce Wilson. You know, there's other options he could go to, but I mean, I think they have their eggs in this basket now with Mike Foltynewicz, to be perfectly honest. Now that they've released Gausman, he's not an option anymore. He got picked up by the Reds. So, hopefully we can just see Mike Foltynewicz, take this opportunity and run with it.
All right, well, again, tomorrow night, I guess technically tonight again, because it is late at night right now, but Foltynewicz will be on the mound game two against the Twins, and I have a show after the game, so we'll have plenty of breakdown for that as always. Joe, it's rare, but it's great to see you inside the Kia Studios, and I really appreciate you coming on.
I always love coming in Kia Studios.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.